Do you like music that's heavy and dark?
I do.
Then tune in to the Mellow Dad Radio Show, Thursdays at 7 p.m., Fridays at 9 p.m., only on CygnusRadio.com.
Open the window. Let the night roll in. Take me by the hand. Let the record spin. Forget about the dishes. Forget what I said. Open the window. Let the night roll in. Tell me you love me. Could stand to hear it again. Listen to the song. Spin me around the kitchen. Who cares about the mess? What the neighbors might be thinking. Open the window. Let the night roll in. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't let one more moment pass. Looking for the right time, looking for the best line. Grab my hand right now.
Side of the tracks. Welcome everybody to another edition. I'm your host Chip McCabe, and as we do every Tuesday at 7 p.m., Wednesdays at 1 in the afternoon, and always in the Cygnus Radio archives, CygnusRadio.com, bringing you the best in all things Americana-ish, including new stuff. And we just came back last week, of course, from a two-month hiatus, so I've got a lot of new stuff to catch up on. And we're starting off the show with some new stuff from an artist by the name of Caitlin Canty, who hails from right up the road from me. I'm in Connecticut. She's in Vermont. And Caitlin Canty's new record, Night Owl Envies the Morning Dove, which I love that title. That just dropped. That just dropped on October 2nd. And we gave you a track off it called Open the Window, which is just a phenomenal tune. And you can find it at CaitlinCanty.bandcamp.com. So I mentioned that we've got some new stuff that we're going to get into. I will tell you that this show is extra twangy this week, which I feel like if you've listened to Wrong Side of the Tracks, you're going to be okay with that. But we've got a huge, huge birthday to celebrate that we're going to do the last two-thirds of the show. But I thought, let's play some, let's keep catching up on some new stuff first. And we got a band that's celebrating their 25th anniversary. and put an album out just this past Halloween in honor of that. The band is Green Sky Bluegrass from Michigan. And their new album, XXV, which if you know your Roman numerals is 25, is out. I'll give you a track off that right now. It's Green Sky Bluegrass. This is Past My Prime. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
In an old jean jacket, and there's dust under the collars. I've been walking for hours, but I'm almost aware. I said that I would be just like on television. This heart full of ambition has been haunting my dreams, reaching for grander things, and I never really knew they could be mine. And I'm out. For reasons I didn't get my time. I keep a bottle top list of the chances I missed while I'm on my way. But I promised myself I would not escape. One more drink and I'm anyone's useless mess. Just a helpless man with no self-defense. But if I'm not yours, what are you looking for? And I'm out.
Life of Riley in a small suburban town.
we go around and lose another piece of who I was on that night you put your hooks in me. Now I'm not saying I wanna give you up, but your kind of loving hurts too much.
I can't rope or ride, but I got me a Stetson dive 4 foot high. All hat,
no cattle,
but that's all right with me. Tons, and what do you get? I don't know, I ain't tried it yet. All hat,
no cattle,
but that's all right with me. Cowboy's life for me. I ain't milked a cow, I ain't pushed a cart, but one thing's for certain, I look the part. All hat,
no cattle,
but that's alright with me. I'm all hat,
no cattle,
wrong side of the tracks, and that right there's some brand new stuff. I'm laughing because I use the term all hat, no cattle all the time, especially when I'm talking about modern major label pop country. It's all hat, no cattle, right? But guys like Joshua Headley are very much cattle and hat. Joshua Headley's new record, All Hat, is out now through New West Records, and it is phenomenal. Released October 24th. It's all old Western swing tunes, produced by legendary Ray Benson of Asleep at the Wheel fame. And Joshua Headley is just a phenomenal, phenomenal musician and songwriter. His album Neon Blue from a few years ago was one of my favorites of that year. And this one might be as well. You can find it at joshuaheadley.bandcamp.com. And of course, we gave you the title track, All Hat, No Cattle. Before that, another phenomenal artist by the name of Rosie Nolan out of Los Angeles, California. And Rosie Nolan has a new record out called Main Attraction that is absolutely fantastic. That released on October 17th. You can find that at Rosie, R-O-S-Y, Nolan.bandcamp.com. We gave you the track You're Kinda Lovin'. Excellent tune from an excellent album. And then before that, we got a little bluegrassy on you. We gave you the Burnett Sisters Band with a track called Easy Come, Easy Go. That is the title track off of their newest album that just dropped. And you can find that at BurnettSistersBand.com. And then starting off the block, Green Sky Bluegrass, celebrating their 25th anniversary with a new album, 25 XXV Roman numerals. We gave the track Past My Prime. I feel that. You can find that at greenskybluegrass.com. All right. So I mentioned that we had a big, big birthday to celebrate. And it's funny because we're talking about, you know, how country today, real country, is now considered alt country, which is annoys the crap out of me. But if you are talking about true alternative country music, alt country, country rock, whatever you want to call it, Graham Parsons would be the granddaddy of that scene. And Graham Parsons, born Ingram Cecil Connor III, was born November 5th, 1946. So we're celebrating the birthday of the great Graham Parsons, who, of course, we lost tragically at the age of 26 in 1973. But in that short period of time, he left behind a ton of killer songs that he had written for various bands and solo projects and that others have covered. And we're going to spend the next two blocks going through sort of a chronological history, if you will, of Graham Parsons, and we'll start with a band that he formed back in the mid-60s called the International Submarine Band. And they released one proper album in 1968 called Safe at Home, and the opening track on that record was written by Graham Parsons. It's a track called Blue Eyes. It's the International Submarine Band. It's the wrong side of the tracks.
Sometimes I get upset when people treat me bad. I don't have time to think, and so I get real mad. I pull my hair and find somewhere that I can be alone. But when I do, I think of you, and then I hurry home. Where I got chores to keep me busy, a clock to keep my time, a pretty girl to love me with the same last name as mine. And when the flowers wilt, a big old quilt to keep us warm. I've got the sun to see your blue eyes, and tonight you're in my arms. Sometimes I get unwound when fancy cars drive past. Money don't get me down, but I can't make it last. I bite my nails, and if that fails, I go get myself stoned. But when I do, I think of you and head myself back home. Where I got chores to keep me busy, a clock to keep my time, a pretty girl to love me with the same last name as mine. And when the flowers wilt, a big old quilt to keep us warm. I've got the sun to see your blue eyes, and tonight you're in my arms. Sometimes I get unwound when fancy cars drive past. Money don't get me down, but I can't make it last. I bite my nails, and if that fails, I go get myself stoned. But when I do, I think of you and head myself back home. Where I got chores to keep me busy, a clock to keep my time, a pretty girl to love me with the same last name as mine. And when the flowers wilt, a big old quilt to keep us warm. I've got the sun to see your blue eyes, and tonight you're in my arms. In South Carolina, there are many tall pines. I remember the oak tree that we used to climb. But now when I'm lonesome, I always pretend
Clan. When always got him a house on the hill. He plays country records till you had your fill. He's a fireman's friend, he's an all-night DJ, but he sure does think different from the records he plays. He's a drugstore truck driver man. He's the head of the Ku Klux Klan. When summer rolls around, he'll be lucky if he's not in town. Truck driving man. He's the head of the Ku Klux Klan. When summer rolls around, he'll be lucky if he's not in town. He's been like a father to me. He's the only DJ you can hear after three. And roll band, and why he don't like me, I can't understand. He's a drugstore truck driving man. He's the head of the Ku Klux Klan. When summer rolls around, he'll be lucky if he's not in town. He'll be lucky if he's not in town.
This one's for you, Ralph.
Thank you.
It's a lazy day.
Side of the tracks, and there you go, the first half, two-thirds of Graham Parsons' very short career, including a couple tracks from the Flying Burrito Brothers, which of course might be the band he's most famously known for. He only performed on two records, and they recorded several after his departure in 1970, but those two records stand as two of the most influential country albums of all time, in my mind. And we gave you a track from their second album, Burrito Deluxe, called Lazy Days, which was written by Graham Parsons, originally recorded or attempted to be recorded by the Byrds, and it appears on, I think, the reissue of Sweetheart of the Rodeo. But this is the definitive version that you just heard right there, released in 1970. Before that, we gave you another tune from the Flying Burrito Brothers called Christine's Tune, off of their debut album from 1969, The Gilded Palace of Sin. Phenomenal album, and that song was, of course, co-written by Graham Parsons and Chris Hillman, another former Bird. Chris Hillman, also one of the most influential musicians in country music history. I think he just does not get his due at all. But, yeah, the Flying Burrito Brothers, those two records with Graham Parsons are phenomenal. Before that, speaking of the Byrds, we gave you a song off of the album Dr. Byrds and Mr. Hyde. Now, Graham Parsons did not play on that record. He only played on one record with the Byrds, but he had written a bunch of songs while on tour with the Byrds alongside Roger McGuinn, and a handful of those tunes made it onto the next album after he had departed the band. So that album released in 1969, Dr. Byrds and Mr. Hyde, included a song co-written by Graham Parsons called Drugstore Truck Driving Man. Now, I love this song because it proves that diss tracks, as the kids call them today, have been around for a long time. This is not something that is just found in the hip-hop world. That is a diss track of Ralph Emery, who is a very, very famous and influential country music DJ out of Nashville, who kind of helped formulate country music tastes, if you will, when DJs had that power. And Ralph Emery had the Byrds on his radio show, his nationally aired radio show, and basically treated them like crap the whole time because he thought that they were, you know, infidels, outsiders to the country world, even though they had released arguably the best country album of the year, Sweetheart of the Rodeo, in 1968. And we gave you a track off of that called Hickory Wind. And Hickory Wind, of course, is a song penned by Gram Parsons. And one of my favorite tunes on that album, Bob Buchanan also co-wrote that song, I should mention. But Gram Parsons, one of a handful of songs that he did lead vocals on that song as well. Again, Sweetheart of the Rodeo, released in August 1968, phenomenal album. And then before that, released in March of 1968, was the first album from the International Submarine Band, which was led by a then unknown Gram Parsons in early 1968. And we gave you a track called Blue Eyes, which is the album opener written by Gram Parsons. So let's continue now into some more Gram Parsons tunes, including a couple from him himself that he wrote, appearing on one of his two extremely influential solo albums, of course, the GP record, but then also the Grievous Angel album, which was released in January of 74, compiled from recording sessions he had done in 1973, just prior to his death from a morphine and alcohol overdose in September of that year. So this album was kind of pieced together by his wife at the time after his death, but includes some of his most well-known and best-written songs, including this one right here. It's Gram Parsons. It's Return of the Grievous Angel. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
Won't I scratch my itch, sweet Annie Rich, and welcome me back to town. Come out on your porch or step into your parlor, and I'll tell you how it all went down. Out with the truckers and the kickers and the cowboy angels, and a good saloon in every single town. Oh, and I remembered something you once told me. If it did not come true, 20,000 roads I went down, 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 and they all led me straight back home to you. 'Cause I headed west to grow up with the country. About a calico bonnet from Cheyenne to Tennessee. We flew straight across that river bridge last night at past two. Switchman waved his lantern goodbye in the day as we went rolling through. Billboards and truck stops passed by the Grievous Angel. Now I know just what I have to do.
Pick it for me, Jane.
thought about a calico bonnet from Cheyenne to Tennessee. The news I could bring, I met up with a king on his head and a threatening crown. Talked about unbuckling that old Bible belt and light it out for some desert town. Out with the truckers and the kickers and the cowboy angels. And a good saloon in every single town. Oh, but I remembered something you once told me. Damned if it did not come true. 20,000 roads I went down, 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 and they all led me straight back home to you.
This old town's filled with sin. It will swallow you in if you go. Some all need to burn. Take it home right away. You've got dreams to pay, but Satan is waiting his turn. The scientists say it will all wash away, but we don't believe anymore. 'Cause we've got our recruits and our green mohair suits. So be sure we're on.
Oh,
Wrong Side of the Tracks. You know, there are a lot of songs throughout music history that I wish they never hit the fade button on. They just let it ride to its logical conclusion. That is one of those songs. Luxury Liner, Emmylou Harris. We gave you a double shot at Emmylou Harris because obviously she was a writing and recording partner of Graham Parsons during his solo career. And we'll get more into that in a second, but she obviously highly influenced by Graham Parsons throughout the 1970s. I had a chance to see Emmylou Harris in her hot band, oh man, probably about 10 years ago at this point, at least, maybe even longer. And she opened the show with Luxury Liner. It was phenomenal, just phenomenal. And that comes off the album of the same name released at the tail end of 1976, a song written by Graham Parsons, originally recorded by the International Submarine Band. Not going to beat that version, though. Before that, Emmylou Harris with a track originally recorded by the Flying Burrito Brothers, co-written by Graham Parsons and Chris Hillman, Sin City. Just an absolutely gorgeous song and a gorgeous rendition off of her album Elite Hotel, released at the tail end of 1975. Just absolutely phenomenal. I've said it before, the string of albums that Emmylou Harris put out in the 1970s, unmatched, untouchable, untouchable. And before that, we gave you two tracks from Graham Parsons himself off of the Grievous Angel album, which, fun fact, I've mentioned this before on this show, was originally supposed to be billed as Graham Parsons with Emmylou Harris. She was getting top billing on the album, basically a duet record, as she not only has writing credits on a bunch of songs, but appears and performs on every single song on the record. But after Graham Parsons' death, his wife at the time was not really a fan of Emmylou Harris and her relationship with her deceased husband, so not only removed her from the name of the album and relegated her to a credit on the back cover, but took her picture off of the album cover, which is why the album cover for Grievous Angel is this weird just sort of floating head of Graham Parsons on this blue background, because that wasn't the original album cover. But we gave you two tracks off of that record written by Graham Parsons, Return to the Grievous Angel, and an absolutely gorgeous song, In My Darkest Hour, or excuse me, In My Hour of Darkness, which was co-written by Emmylou Harris. So there you go. Graham Parsons, born Ingram Cecil Connor III, November 5th, 1946. Massive, massive birthday in country music history. Now, we always finish off the show as a tribute to my favorite, Willie Nelson. And you're asking yourself, well, did Willie ever record a Graham Parsons song? Of course he did. Of course. In 2006, on his Songbird record, he recorded a song that also appeared on this Grievous Angel album called Thousand Dollar Wedding, written by Graham Parsons. I'll give you that right now. This is Willie. Until next week, kids, stay on the wrong side of the tracks.
It was a $1,000 wedding, supposed to be held the other day, with all the invitations sent, the young bride went away. And the groom saw people passing notes, not unusual, he might say. Were the flowers for my baby? You'd like to see her, me, oh my. Why ain't there a funeral if you're gonna have that way? Let me be a funeral. Been a bad day. So bad when I saw the traces of old lies still on their faces. Why don't someone just pike his drink? Why don't you just do him this? Supposed to be a funeral.
Supposed to be a funeral.